Past Shabbos was Parshas Vayakel and Shabbos Shkolim. So Parshas Vayakel begins with the. Please put your phone on mute. Thank you. Parshas Vayakel begins with the mitzvah of Shabbos. Vayakel Moshe's Kladas B'nai Yisrael. Moshe gathered together the entire assembly of B'nai Yisrael, and he commanded them the mitzvah of Shabbos, and then that is immediately followed by the mitzvah of the Malachas HaMishkan, of all the work that was performed for the building of the Mishkan. And Rashi comments that the reason why the mitzvah of Shabbos precedes the Malachas HaMishkan is to teach us that the Malachas HaMishkan, as important as it was, it's not Doche Shabbos. It does not push away Shabbos, and the Malachas HaMishkan was not allowed to be done on Shabbos. In Parshas Kisisa, the order is exactly the opposite. First, first we have the commandment of the Malachas HaMishkan, and that is followed by the mitzvah of Shabbos. And there Rashi says the same thing, that the reason why Shabbos, the mitzvah of Shabbos, follows the Malachas HaMishkan, to teach us that as important as the Malachas HaMishkan is, nevertheless, Shabbos still stands in its place, and the Malachas HaMishkan cannot push it away. Malachas HaMishkan cannot be done on Shabbos. So we need to understand, since the reason why Shabbos and Malachas HaMishkan are written next to each other is to teach us the same thing, both in Parshas Kisisa and in Parshas Vayakel, to teach us that the Malachas HaMishkan does not push away Shabbos. So if that's the case, why are the orders reversed? Why in Parshas Kisisa is the Malachas HaMishkan written before the mitzvah of Shabbos, and in Parshas Vayakel, the mitzvah of Shabbos is written before Malachas HaMishkan? In Parshas Shkolim, Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty understanding the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel, the mitzvah of each Yid giving a half a shekel, until Hashem showed him a matbea shel esh, a fiery coin, which Hashem took from underneath the heavenly throne. He took it from mitachas kisei hakavod. He showed it to Moshe and said, "Kizay yitnu, this is what they shall give." So we need to understand, number one, what was so difficult to understand about the Machzis HaShekel. Moshe Rabbeinu understood much more complex halachas. And if Hashem was going to show him what coin they should give, why didn't Hashem show him a real coin? Why did he show him a fiery coin? And why did Hashem take this coin from underneath the Kisei HaKavod? So, I'd like to suggest we can understand this based on B'nai Yisoschar. B'nai Yisoschar brings from the Heilige Magid. We find numerous times in the Torah that Hashem addresses a person by mentioning their name twice. By the Akedah, Hashem says to Avram, Hashem calls out to Avram and says, "Avram, Avram." When Yaakov is descending to Mitzrayim, Hashem says, "Yaakov, Yaakov." By the burning bush, Hashem calls out to Moshe and says, "Moshe, Moshe." Why does Hashem call out by using a person's name twice? And the Magid explains that the neshama of every yid stems from the Kisei HaKavod. It stems from beneath the Kisei HaKavod. There beneath the Kisei HaKavod, there's a world called Kol Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael. There, all of Klal Yisrael is one. It's one neshama. And from there, the neshama, from there stems the neshama of each and every yid. From there, the neshama descends to be enclosed in a physical body, the physical body of a yid. However, neshama is spiritual. Spirituality is not like something physical which is able to be moved from one place to another. Rather, spirituality spreads. It doesn't move. So really, our neshamas, and the neshama of every yid, is really still, it's really still connected to its source, tachas kisei hakoved, underneath the heavenly throne. It's just spread to be included in our physical beings as well. So there are two chalakim, there are two machtzis, there are two halves of our neshama. One half is in our body, and the other half is tachas kisei hakavod. And when a person, says the Maggid, when a person reaches their tachlis, when a person reaches their purpose in this world, then they are actually consciously connected to that source, tachas kisei hakavod. So Avraham Avinu at the Akedah, Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh, Yaakov Avinu as he was about to descend to Mitzrayim. At all of these given situations, the Rabbeinu Shlalem was addressed them in both of their addressed their neshama. Hashem addressed both halves of the neshama since they were in sync with each other. Avram, Avram, Yaakov, Yaakov, Moshe, Moshe. Now, if you look into Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, Rashi says that there were two Machzas HaShekels that took place. One Machzas HaShekel was collected from Klal Yisrael before the Mishkan was built. The purpose of that Machzas HaShekel was to count Bnei Yisrael. Each yid from each male Jew between 20 and 60 was to give a half a shekel. So in order to know how many there were, in order to know how many Jews there were, and that Machzas HaShekel was used to build the Mishkan. It was used for the Adonim, for the base of the Mishkan. That was a one-time Machzas HaShekel. But then there was an annual Machzas HaShekel, which the purpose of that Machzas HaShekel was that every Yid should contribute to the Karbonos Tzibur, to the communal offerings, to the communal sacrifices. Every Yid had to contribute in order that it should be a Karbon Tzibur, in order that it should be a communal Karbon. Those are the purpose of these two collections of Machzas HaShekel. Now, if we analyze these two collections, we'll realize that they're exact opposites of each other. The first collection, which was to count every Jew, was a the each Machzas HaShekel represented a individual. It represented that every Jew counts. Every Jew is to be counted as a number. It represents it represented the individuality of every Yid. Whereas the second collection, which was to ensure that the communal karbanos were included, the contribution of every Yid, that represents the bittul of every Yid to the klal. That represents the nullification of every person to the community. It represented the nullification of the individual. Yeah, do you hear me? Are you there? Okay, so if you look in Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, Rashi says that there were two types, there were two collections of Machzis HaShekel. One took place before the Mishkan was built, and the purpose of that Machzis HaShekel was to count Klal Yisrael. That each male between the age of 20 and 60 should give a Machzis HaShekel, so we should know how many Jews there are. And that Machzis HaShekel was used to build the Mishkan. The Adonim, the base of the Mishkan, was built through the silver of those Machzis HaShekel. Then there was a second collection of Machzis HaShekel, which was annual. And the purpose of that Machzis HaShekel was for the sake of the Karbonis Tzibur, so that all communal sacrifices should indeed be communal, meaning that they should be brought from the money of all of Klal Yisrael. So that's why every person needed to contribute a Machzis HaShekel. Now, if we would analyze these two collections of Machzis HaShekel, we would realize that they're exact opposites of each other. The first Machzis HaShekel, which was the purpose of the Machzis HaShekel, was to count Klal Yisrael. What that represents was, so each Machzis HaShekel represents the individuality of a Yid. That's what a count is. A count is that there are so many individuals. Whereas the second Machzis HaShekel, which is, the whole purpose of it was to make up a communal carbon. The whole purpose of the Machzis HaShekel was to the individual to negate themselves to the klal, to the community. So that the carbon should be a communal carbon. It shouldn't be an individual carbon. So these two Machzis HaShekels were exact opposite of each other. And I believe that these two Machzis HaShekels represent the two halves of the Neshama that we just spoke about before. And that happens to be that the word Shekel, says the Bnei Yisachar, is Gematria Nefesh. It's the same Gematria as Nefesh, as the soul, because there are two halves of the soul. There is the individual half of the soul, which is the half of the soul, the half of the neshama, which is enclosed in the individual bodies. And that's represented by the first Machzis HaShekel, which was used to count Klal Yisrael, represents the individual Yidden. And then there is the other half of the neshama, there's the other collection of the Machzis HaShekel, which was the Machzis HaShekel where the individual negated themselves to the community. That represents the other half of the neshama that is in the world of Kol Yisrael, that is Tachas Kisei HaKovod, that is underneath the Kisei HaKovod, the world where all the neshamas are one. The neshamas, the world where there is, all there is a tzibur. So the two types of Machzis HaShekel correspond to the two halves of the neshama, the one, the individual neshama, and the neshama, and the part of the neshama that is still in the world of Kol Yisrael, Tachas Kisei HaKavod. Now the each one of these machzas hashekel, if each one of these halves of the neshama have a tachlis, have a purpose. The half neshama that is individual, that each and every the half neshama that is enclosed in every individual body, has a purpose, and that purpose is that every yid should be mizbanin. Every yid should focus on what is has. Every yid has an obligation to focus. What are my unique capabilities? What are my unique strengths? What are my unique talents? What is my unique contribution to Klal Yisrael? What is my unique contribution as an Eved Hashem? And that's represented by the Malachas HaMishkan. The Malachas HaMishkan was each and every Yid contributing their unique contribution to the Mishkan. Every person who had unique abilities did use their talent and use their abilities to build the Mishkan. The other Machzis HaShekel, the other, which was the Machzis HaShekel of Karbonas Tzibur, which represents the neshama, the part of our neshama that is still in the world of Kol Yisrael, that represents the necessity for a Yid to, after one recognizes their unique abilities, to now negate themselves and those abilities and give them over to the rest of Klal Yisrael, to actually contribute them to the benefit of Kol Yisrael, to the benefit of all of Klal Yisrael. And that is represented by Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is Roza de Echod. It's called, we say by Kigavna, Shabbos is Roza de Echod. It's the secret of one, where Klal Yisrael becomes one. No one on Shabbos, no one is involved in their own personal malacha. Klal Yisrael, every Yid in Klal Yisrael negates themselves on Shabbos to the Klal, to the oneness of Klal Yisrael. And this is what Shabbos represents. And that's why it says over here in the Pasuk, Vayakel Moshe's Kol Hadas Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give over to Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of Shabbos. He gathered together the entire assembly of Klal Yisrael, because that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is Kol Yisrael. Shabbos is every Yid negating their own malachas of the Sheshes Yimei, their own Malachas HaMishkan, everyone negating themselves and their uniqueness to Klal Yisrael. And that's why Malachas HaMishkan can't push away Shabbos. Because the whole tachlis of Malachas HaMishkan, the whole purpose of a Yid focusing on their unique qualities, the whole purpose of a Yid focusing on their unique strengths and their unique contribution is for the sake of negating all of that afterwards to Kol Yisrael, which is what Shabbos is. The whole purpose of Malachas HaMishkan is, of the individual Malachas HaMishkan, is to reach Shabbos Kodesh, which is to give all of that uniqueness over to Kol Yisrael. However, the Avodas HaMishkan, the service that took place in the Mishkan, was Doicha Shabbos. The Karbonos were offered on Shabbos. The Ketores was burnt on Shabbos. These are all Malachas. And the reason for that is because those were all Malachas, those were all Avodas Tzibur. Any Avodah that took place in the Mishkan on Shabbos were only Avodas HaTzibur, were only communal Avodas. No individual Avodah was ever done on Shabbos. No Karban Yachid was ever offered on Shabbos. Because that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a day of Tzibur. Shabbos is a day of Kol Yisrael. So Avodas Tzibur can take place on Shabbos. And that's why in Parshas Vayakal, the mitzvah of Shabbos precedes the Malachas HaMishkan, to teach us that the prerequisite for Malachas HaMishkan, which represents every Yid focusing on what is going to be my unique, what are my talents, what is my unique contribution to the Mishkan, that the prerequisite to that is to understand that the purpose of all of that is Shabbos Kodesh. The whole purpose of all that is Kol Yisrael, is to then negate all of that uniqueness to Klal Yisrael. And that's how we learn from the fact that Shabbos precedes the Malachas HaMishkan, that Malachas HaMishkan is not Teich Shabbos, because the whole purpose of Malachas HaMishkan is Shabbos. And in Parshas Kisisa, the Malachas HaMishkan precedes Shabbos to teach us that the whole purpose, that Malachas HaMishkan is also a prerequisite to Shabbos. Because what benefit is there to Kol Yisrael? What benefit is there to Shabbos if we don't realize and we don't recognize what our unique talents are? If we don't know what we are going to be mevatel to Kol Yisrael, then what purpose does Kol Yisrael have? It's necessary for every Yid to realize and recognize what their unique talents are, what their koichas ha-nefesh are, what is their unique mission, in order for them to have what to be mevatel on Shabbos Kodesh. There needs to be a sheshes yomim teyasa malacha. There needs to be a malacha that is done in the 6 days in order that there should be a Shabbos afterwards. Every Yid needs to realize what their uniqueness is in order for them to be able to have what to be mevatel to Kol Yisrael. So each one is dependent on the other. Malachas HaMishkan is dependent on Shabbos, and Shabbos is dependent on Malachas HaMishkan. The whole purpose of the uniqueness is to be mevatel it, but you need to have what to be mevatel. By the Machzis HaShekel, the Pasuk says, L'chaper al nafshei seichem, that the Machzis HaShekel accomplished Kaporas Avonis. It accomplished atonement for our sins. And Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty understanding which Machzis HaShekel accomplishes Kaporas Avonis. Is it the Machzis HaShekel of individuality, where every Yid realizes what their uniqueness is? Is it that recognizing our what the purpose of the neshama entering our physical body is? Or is it the other machzis hashekel? The machzis hashekel of Kol Yisrael? Is it when we negate ourselves to Kol Yisrael? Does that accomplish the kaparas avonis? Which machzis hashekel is it? And the Rabbeinu Shleilam showed him that it's the matbeya shel esh metachas kisei hakavod. That it's when a yid negates themselves to Kol Yisrael. In that world of Kol Yisrael, there's no chet. There are no averis. It's Kol Yisrael. It's only a chet is only nogea to the individual. But in the world of Kol Yisrael, there are no averis. And when a yid negates their individuality, when a yid negates their uniqueness to Kol Yisrael, that accomplishes the chapra al nafshesaychem. So the message of Parshas Vayakel and the message of Machzis HaShekel is that every Yid has to focus on two Machzis HaShekel, on two Machzis HaNefesh. The Machzis HaNefesh that we have, that each and every one of us has individually, this is our Melechas HaMishkan. For each and every one of us to realize and recognize what is our unique avodah, what are our unique strengths, what is my unique contribution to Klal Yisrael, and then we have to move on to Shabbos Kodesh. We have to move on to the Roza de Echad. We have to move on to Kol Yisrael. We have to move on to Tachas Kisei HaKavod. And negate all of that uniqueness to Kol Yisrael, to become one with all of Kol Yisrael. And when we do that, we accomplish Kaparas Avonis, because there, when we're united with all of Kol Yisrael, when we're in the world of Korban Tzibur, there is no chet. The Korban Tzibur accomplishes L'chapra Nafshei Seichem, as Rashi says. May we be zeiche to each and every one of us to recognize our own uniqueness, to fulfill our unique purpose, and to give ourselves, to negate ourselves to Kol Yisrael. And we should all be zoche to Kaporas Avonis and to the building of the Mishkan, Bevias Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mehera B'yameinu Amen.